Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Hey, welcome back. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving holiday. I know that I did. And to start us off on a Monday, we're talking about the California farm that's recalling a vegetable mix believed to be the source of E. coli in Costco chicken salad. So if you're somebody that likes to go to Costco, as I have many friends that do, and swear by some of their food, well, you might want to think twice or return the chicken salad if you bought it, because they're saying that this is one of those strains of E. coli that can result in subsequent kidney failure, especially among children, and that it's a really bad strain of E. coli. So they're tracing it to Taylor Farm specific of Tracy, California, and it's a mix of diced celery and onion that they use in their chicken salad. It's also been found that they use this particular one. I think it's at Target. I think you can get it at a few different places. So if you bought chicken salad somewhere, then they're recalling it, and make sure that you check it out and see where you got it. Target, Starbucks, and Costco. And Starbucks, you know what? I never trust getting the sandwiches and things so much there, because I don't know when they made them and how long they're sitting out. And a little bit of interesting information. If you look at their sandwiches, even their turkey sandwiches, this is not what I intended to talk about, but since this chicken salad is at Target, Starbucks, and Costco, if you look at the sandwiches at Starbucks, you will be shocked at the calorie and fat content. I don't know why, because many of them don't even have mayonnaise on them. It's on the side. I'm not sure whether it's the bread they use or the type of meat, but it's crazy, some of the amounts. So that's something for us to talk about at a later date, because it's a really interesting thing. If you look at it and you see what happens in that Starbucks food, wow, it's shocking. And maybe you just won't really buy your sandwiches at Starbucks. Get them at a fresh place where they make them up fresh for you. And now in this travel season, as the holidays are all around us now, it's easy to get sick in that big traveling germ capsule they call an airplane. If you're someone that's flying right now, then this is the time to think about colds and flu and all the other bugs that travelers get. If you're up in an airplane and you hear people sneezing and sniffing and it's pretty disgusting, what can you do about it? Well, whether you're traveling by airplane or train or the subway, make sure you wash your hands whenever you're near a sink. It really, really is good advice. Carry sanitizer with you and spray it on your kids. Now, you know that I am not a big fan of over-sanitizing ourselves, because it certainly is one of the causes in this paradox, and it's a theory about causes of autoimmune diseases and this rise in autoimmune problems, and our bodies can't fight off the things we're supposed to fight off. However, that being said, when you are in these germ-infested areas, crowded airplanes, trains, buses, cabs, anything, it is a good idea to carry sanitizer. It's a good idea to wash your hands whenever you can. I know it makes for such dry skin this time of the year, so I generally carry a little hand cream, drink a lot of water, and carry some sanitizer, because you know it's so easy to get sick, and no one wants to be sick around the holidays. Another couple of ideas that you can do to keep yourself from getting sick around the holidays: make sure you get plenty of exercise. Get outside, even in this cold weather. The fresh air is so, so good for you. Get plenty of exercise. Make sure you take your vitamins. Make sure you're taking your fish oil, your probiotic, and your multivitamins, because those are the things that are going to help boost your immune system. And of course, eating really healthy always helps keep you healthy. So the holiday season is upon us. Stay well. This is Melanie Cole.